There's a short book at the monastery about using the kind of ever-present high-pitched buzz, also known sound of silence. I think it's by Ajahn Amaro or Ajahn Sumedho. Could you comment on how to use the sound of silence as an insight practice? Ajahn Sumedho is a teacher who really used that as his personal practice. Ajahn Amaro, as a close student of Ajahn Sumedho, has used it, and I haven't really developed it at all. So I can only have conjectures about that. And certainly, the basis of insight is always around the sense of recognition of impermanence, unsatisfactory, non-self, and so that whatever experience to be paying attention to that non-self nature, or the ways that we create that sense of discontent or dissatisfaction, recognizing the uncertain, unsure nature of whatever experience it is, so that one can use that whatever meditation one's using, those basis of insight is fairly consistent. So coming back to that foundation.